This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A Taliban official said Saturday the co-founder of the Islamist militant group Mullah Barodar has arrived in Kabul for talks with other leaders to hammer out a new Afghan government almost a week after the militants took over the capital without resistance. The Taliban completed their sudden advance across the country as U.S.-led forces pulled out, coinciding with what German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Saturday said was the, quote, breathtaking collapse of the Afghan army. Since then, thousands have crowded Kabul airport, with security worsening by the day as Western nations struggle to ramp up the pace of evacuations of its citizens and vulnerable Afghans amid the chaos and reports of Taliban violence. A NATO official claims about 12,000 foreigners and Afghans working for embassies and international aid groups have been evacuated from Kabul airport since Taliban insurgents entered the capital. Switzerland postponed a charter flight to Uzbekistan aimed at helping the evacuation effort, its foreign ministry said on Saturday, saying the security situation around the airport has worsened significantly. Individual Afghans and international aid and advocacy groups have reported harsh retaliation against protests and roundups of those who have formerly held government positions criticized the Taliban or worked with Americans. Former officials have told harrowing tales of hiding from the Taliban in recent days as gunmen went from door to door. One family of 16 described running to a bathroom, lights off, and children's mouths covered in fear for their lives. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday insisted every American who wanted to would be evacuated, but NATO secretary calls the situation very dire and difficult as nations press for an extended U.S. deadline. This is VOA News. Tensions in Haiti are rising on Saturday, 1 week after a devastating earthquake that killed more than 2,000 people, as scant aid has arrived in the remote regions of the impoverished Caribbean nation that were hardest hit. Many Haitians whose homes and livelihoods were destroyed by the magnitude 7.2 quake that struck last Saturday morning, and many are unsure how they're even going to start rebuilding. The official death toll from the earthquake stands at 2,189 people, with an estimated 332 people still missing. But residents in towns across the southern rural countryside are still digging for bodies believed to lie underneath the rubble. Tens of thousands of homes are in ruins, leaving many families with no option but to sleep outside despite torrential downpours at night. Despair and frustration over the lack of aid began to boil over on Friday, with residents attacking aid trucks in multiple towns across the south. Police say more than 250 people in Australia were arrested Saturday during protests of coronavirus lockdowns, and many face fines for defying health orders. At least seven police officers were treated for injuries after skirmishes broke out at some of the protests, which took place in multiple cities nationwide. The largest and most violent was in Melbourne. Sydney has been locked down for 2 months, while Melbourne and the capital, Canberra, went into lockdown earlier this month. Under the rules to the lockdown, people are mostly confined to their homes and have limits placed on their social interactions. Despite those measures, Sydney's New South Wales state reported a record 825 new daily community infections on Saturday. Several cities are battling outbreaks of the highly contagious Delta variant. Protesters say the lockdown should end, but authorities say they are necessary to suppress the spread of the virus and save lives. In Melbourne, a crowd of about 4,000, mostly unmasked protesters, let off flares, yelled, and blasted music in the central city. And Iran's ultra-conservative President Ibrahim Raisi said Saturday his government will prioritize tackling COVID and accelerating vaccinations ahead of an economic revival. Raisi said, quote, the government's first priority is controlling the coronavirus, improving the health situation, and widespread vaccination. Since late June, Iran has seen what officials have called a fifth wave of COVID-19 infections, the country's worst yet, which they have largely blamed on the contagious Delta variant of the virus. Iran is battling the Middle East's deadliest COVID outbreak, launched a vaccination drive in February, but it's progressed slower than authorities had hoped. They claim to be choked by U.S. sanctions and making it difficult to transfer money abroad. Iran says it has struggled to import vaccines. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.